Oso.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the... More importantly, he knew what he was talking about.
Greetings and salutations. You're listening to PC Tunney, and this is Daily Dozen. At PC Daily Dozen on Twitter and at thechairshot.com.
Friday. Welcome to the Friday edition of Daily Dozen. My name is PC Tunney. Hope you're all having an excellent week as we approach the weekend. Like I said, Friday is here. TGIF. TGI Divisional Playoff Weekend in the NFL. My favorite NFL weekend of the year. It might be my favorite sports weekend of the year. The last NFL weekend in which we have four games, doubleheaders on each day. It's the final four in each conference, and we're going to get to that today, among other sports topics.
Sports.
That's right, Homer. We are talking all sports all the time right here, Daily Dozen, at PC Daily Dozen on Twitter. You can hear us on 12OunceSportsRadio.com and TheChairShot.com. Let's swing right in to our topics today. Let me run down the list for you real quick. We're gonna talk about some PGA Tour action today. Action on the golf course, folks. How's that sound? We'll get into the NHL scores, talk a little NBA, let you know what's going on in college basketball this weekend, and of course, your NFL divisional playoff preview. Right into the scoreboard, PGA Tour action in Hawaii, Wailea Golf Course. Chris Kirk and Zach Johnson would fire opening round 63s to be 7-under and in the lead by one stroke over a handful of other golfers. Those boys return back stateside to California. It's nice to see them have the two tournaments out in Hawaii. It's always fun to get the nice views from out there and keeps the boys warm as we're trudging along in January here as the rest of the continental United States is in a gigantic cold pattern and a lot of snow falling. I know there's a lot of cancellations throughout the Midwest and East Coast this weekend. How about we get into NHL scores right now? Not a busy evening last night on the ice. Three games, Carolina defeating Washington 3-1. The Blue Jackets would fall to Buffalo 3-1. And Calgary, 5-1 winners over the entire league leading Tampa Bay Lightning. Once again, thanks to Steve Cook yesterday for coming on the show and talking some NHL, a little mid-season report, if you will. For all things you need NHL all the time, and especially those Nashville Predators, make sure you follow Steve Cook at SteveCook84 on the Twitter. How about NCAA basketball, folks? Last night, we had five top 25 teams in action. Wichita State, big winners again over East Carolina, this time 95-60. Number 17, Arizona, would defeat Oregon State 62-53. Upset in the Pac-12, Oregon defeating Arizona State, number 11, 76-72. Number 15, Gonzaga, would be victorious over Portland 103-57. And Clemson, the upset of the evening, the only top 25 team to fall at North Carolina State, 78-77. Let me run down the gauntlet of games we have tomorrow in the top 25. College basketball. Seton Hall and Georgetown, Kansas State, Michigan State and Michigan, Duke, Wake Forest, Purdue, Minnesota. Those games are all at noon Eastern tomorrow afternoon. TCU at Oklahoma, that'll be a 1 o'clock start. As far as the 2 o'clock games go, number 2, West Virginia at Texas Tech, Oregon at Arizona, Creighton at Xavier, and Syracuse at Florida State. And then as we get into the later afternoon, Miami will be taking on Clemson, Auburn versus Mississippi State. Kentucky goes up against Vanderbilt. Tennessee will be hosting Texas A&M. North Carolina will be traveling to Notre Dame. Arizona State at home against Oregon State. Cincinnati will head down to South Florida. Wichita State will move on up and be facing Tulsa. Number one Villanova in action against St. John's, and Gonzaga will be taking on the Dons from San Francisco. One top 25 game this weekend on Sunday, Virginia hosting North Carolina State. It's been an interesting run so far in college basketball. We'll see how everything shakes out. That tends to pick up a little bit more right after the NFL. We hit February. We're getting into later into the conference season for those boys. And as we approach March Madness, you know the heat always picks up then, and everybody gets that madness of March, getting ready to take off a couple Thursdays or Fridays from work and head out and meet up your friends and watch all the games. I'm already excited. We haven't even got to finish the NFL playoffs yet. So a lot of good college basketball games this weekend to catch up on if you're looking to start paying a little bit more attention and see who's doing what on the hardwood in college basketball. NBA action last night. Let's talk a little pro basketball. Four games. Boston 114-103 winners over Philadelphia. The Clippers defeating Sacramento 121-115. Lou Williams, 30 points. He continues to put the ball in the basket. The Lakers would be victorious over the Spurs last night, 93-81. Lonzo Ball would lead the way for them. And Toronto, an absolute drubbing of Cleveland, 133-99. What's up with the Cavs? You can't be going and getting blown out by 34 points by the team that's in front of you in your conference, right? I don't know what to say. They just really got their doors blown off. 76 points from the Toronto bench last night. It's always difficult to beat a team when they get such a balanced offensive attack, especially that many points off the bench. Toronto's been playing well, really well lately, offensively, especially putting up a lot of points. So we'll have to see what happens there. Tonight, marquee matchup, ESPN matchup, 8 o'clock Eastern. The Golden State Warriors will head to Milwaukee to take on Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. I had the privilege, actually, of going to see this very game last season at the Bradley Center when Golden State came into Milwaukee. It was an excellent game. Lots of great matchups on the floor with all the long, very athletic players on both sides. So there's something to watch tonight on television. Might as well run down the NFL television schedule this weekend for you right away. And we'll stick it in the middle of the show today.
Thanks to television, I can't remember what happened 8 minutes ago. No, really, I can't. It's a serious problem.
Poor Bart. 4:35 on NBC. Tomorrow afternoon, Atlanta will be at Philadelphia. Tomorrow evening, 8:15 Eastern, Tennessee going up to New England. That'll be on CBS. And then Sunday afternoon, 1:05, CBS again, Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Rounding out your divisional weekend with New Orleans at Minnesota, that looks to be a 4:40 start Eastern time on Fox Sunday afternoon. Let's get into everything that's going on with these games here. Atlanta at Philadelphia, still a 3-point spread. Atlanta given points, over-unders 41. I think it's hard. My opinions on these games and spreads change from minute to minute. Isn't that crazy, right? You know, Vegas is so good at picking these spreads. Those places out there don't get any smaller, folks. That happens for a reason. The more I look at this game, the more I feel like we're going to hit the over. I feel like points are going to be scored here. Philadelphia, even though they do not have Carson Wentz, Nick Foles is very capable of putting up a couple of touchdowns. I think it's going to really come down to whether or not Philadelphia can stop Atlanta's running game between Coleman and Freeman. Obviously, Matt Ryan hasn't been as successful passing the ball this year as he would like to be, but I look for a really good game. Once again, I'll take Atlanta and the over. Tennessee heading up to New England. We've talked about this game already. New England laying a lot of points, over under 48. I feel like if you're going to take this over, you're looking at New England to score a lot of points. Belichick seems to me like he's going to be able to shut down this Tennessee offense. That being said, Marcus Mariota, very dynamic player. Can they get Derrick Henry going in the run game is the big question. I'd still have to take the Saints. I'd still have to take the Patriots and lay the points here, but give me the under. Sunday. The big rematch of the weekend, Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger has revenge on his mind and another trip to the AFC Championship game at stake. Pittsburgh is a 7-point favorite. That over-under is 41. Boy, oh boy, it's tough to say with the injuries, you know, Pittsburgh has, especially the question marks surrounding Antonio Brown. Give me the under, and I'll take Jacksonville in the points. I do think Pittsburgh will come away with a victory here. A lot of field goals from Pittsburgh I'm seeing on Sunday. And New Orleans going up against Minnesota. Minnesota given 5 points at home. That over-under is 46.5. it's interesting, this Minnesota defense. It's a defense that can come out and really shut your team down, regardless of whether or not you have Drew Brees and Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. That being said, I don't really see it happening. I see Case Keenum also having a good game for the Vikings, them spreading the ball around to their talented wide receivers. Give me the over 46.5. I'll take the points with the Saints, but I think the Vikings win a close game here. So I'm looking next week. We're going to see the Vikings and the Falcons and the Steelers and the Patriots. I already told you, I'm thinking Vikings-Patriots Super Bowl with Tom Brady winning his 6th NFL championship, despite everything that's going on up there in New England. So that is your NFL divisional preview. Enjoy that this weekend, folks. I know I can't wait. Right now, though, a message from the Beer City Bruiser.
You're listening to thechairshot.com. This is the Beer City Bruiser. I want you to crack one wide open. Go visit my Twitter handle at @BCBWinchester, on Facebook under the Beer City Bruiser. Check out my Instagram, Beer City Bruiser. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/BeerCityBruiser and pick up a t-shirt. Check out ROHWrestling.com. Find out where the best wrestling on the planet is going to come by you. And always check us out on any Sinclair Network television station. Again, this is the Beer City Bruiser, and you're listening to thechairshot.com.
No, thank you again to everybody for listening to Daily Dozen. 2 weeks in the can, folks. Hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you really enjoy the divisional playoff weekend. Real quick, I just want to mention Brew City Wrestling tonight at Columbus Club of West Dallas. If you're in the Milwaukee area, try to check that out. It's a great price. There's a lot of great things going on tonight. Brew City Wrestling 1, that's Brew City Wrestling, the number 1.com. And make sure you check out Chairshot Radio podcast tonight. That's at Chairshot Radio on Twitter. We will have special guest Thunder Rosa, a.k.a. Cobra Moon from Lucha Underground. Folks, enjoy the sporting weekend. My name is PC Tunney, at PC Daily Dozen on the Twitter. Find me every day at noon Eastern on 12OunceSportsRadio.com and thechairshot.com. Have a great weekend, folks. See ya!